Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the ground to third. They're going to go around the horn. That's one. And they're going to call him out at first. And the Giants are going to take a look at it.
Well, they want to see if Cronenworth, the second baseman, was on the bag when he caught the ball to get the force, and they're going to concede it.
I should be in the mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So there are two
signs
that have, or actions that have really become pervasive in professional sports the last 5 years. One is the review.
Okay.
And then two is the cut.
And I told you, Evans and Steiny, he leads the...
Bob Melvin's great. Bill. No. Shakes his head no.
But that one's used properly.
Yes. You're right. It is.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
Yeah, the twirling of the thing, it's getting out of hand.
The audacity.
Willie Adames.
Yeah. Talk to me, Steiny. 9 airs.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Great.
What, like he, this is the way I look at a guy like Adames. Why would you, what is worrying about him gonna do? Like, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's got a track record. They spent a lot of money on him.
All right.
He's proven, but through a third of the season, he's not hitting. And his fielding's been mediocre.
And you just wonder if
what can you do?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you got him for 5 or 6 more years.
I got you, Steiny. Like, that's why
you've got to live with him.
Yeah.
Right?
But a lot of times in sports, you think, because what you're talking about and describing to me sounds like natural. The natural evolution is he'll figure this thing out and it's nothing to see here. But you just told me a couple seasons ago, what was it, 217, 220?
217.
Okay, so... just from an average standpoint, that's just 11 more points. But obviously, you want that number to go up. But it's the win. It's the we're watching him drop in the batting order. That happens. And I guess, Donnie, if you want to look at the track record and the paycheck, a brother going to work it out, and he'll figure it out, and he won't be a problem. But I'm just wondering, what word did we use yesterday? I used infected. If this lineup, and that's the beauty of a baseball lineup, Steiny, I think who is behind you, who goes before you, there's a domino effect. And if guys, you know, in other places in this lineup don't figure it out, maybe Willie's getting no help, and maybe some baseball diehards are out there like, the hell with that, Goo. He's getting a lot of chicken. He should need help. So do I think this is going to, you know, be the case for Adames moving forward, Steiny? I don't. But I'd like to see more than 5 home runs. I like to see him come up in the clutch. But right now, you know, 13 for 99. And I know I'm being a one-trick pony with the last 15, but that's not good. And 2 runs over the last, you know, 15 games, that's not going to cut it.
I mean, the way I look at it is Adames is a really good player. He's a good player. Is he a great player? And I think that maybe the Giants thought he was a great player.
Because I got you.
But he's just a good player, which is fine, but they don't have enough good players. And if, again, how happy are you with, I'm looking at their lineup last night.
Because he's not a good player right now, Stoney. I think he's a bad player when you bring him to account, and we should, just for this conversation, 9 errors as well. So you're not doing it with the glove either. So I get you good, but he's playing bad. What, is that too far of a stretch?
You know what? With the fielding, I got to go to Evan on this one.
Dude, he said, go ahead.
Because Evan was saying when they got Adamas, he wasn't saying he's a lights out shortstop in the field. How would you say Adamas has been playing defensively this year? Is it really poor or is it average?
It's not very good. Like, Willy Adamas is, I put this, well, he can't hit. That's a fact. And his glove is not what it was even a couple of years ago. Like, Willy Adamas is a below average shortstop that plays every game, which is valuable because you don't have to take him out of the lineup, but it doesn't mean that he's been good. And I think that one of the things that the Giants were counting on is that when you put a guy on the left side of the infield next to Matt Chapman,
man,
just like putting a decent scorer or a good shooter on a basketball team next to a playmaker, it makes them look a lot better. And so Willy Adamas, for example, doesn't have to make a ton of plays in the hole because Matt Chapman plays deeper than any third baseman. He's a great defensive player. And so all the weaknesses or deficiencies that Adamas has kind of been going through the last season or two aren't highlighted as much next to arguably the best defensive infielder in baseball.
All right, so he's average at best this year.
But he's swinging a broomstick.
Right. Okay.
So on both fronts is not pretty.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah. Adamas is off to a terrible start with the Giants.
Correct.
In his first 60 games. So go ahead. Take it to the next logical place. Buster Posey. It's his first big boy signing. Why don't you just let's come down his road.
No, but no, Stoney, this ain't even about Buster. It is because he brought him in, but it's about Willie too. That would be unfair to Willie. We're just saying what it is early on, and he can get this rectified and fixed. And that's why I would hold off going. Buster brought in what we thought was going to be a dude. It's off to a rocky start, and Buster just told anybody that was listening last week, it's kind of to be expected. We see things like this where a guy, you know, comes from another ball club and gets off to a slow start. And I mean that. Like, I'm not dare going to throw or say anything about, but he went and got what we thought was a big fish.
Right, but he could have been wrong. Maybe he picked the wrong guy. Maybe he picked somebody who's on the downside of his career. I mean, he had a hell of a year last year.
But even you, Stoney, because it sounds like you said, any fan that calls us, and it's too early for that. We can't judge Willie yet.
Well, then quit ripping him.
No, it's like NASDAQ. You see what's going on with the stocks per day, you know, and that's what you go on, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and so, like, but as far as the choices this organization has, as it relates to Adamas, they have none. They have no choice.
Oh, yeah. No,
he's going to play shortstop 155, 60 games, and right now he's hitting sixth, which is, you'd like to get better production out of the six hole than what he's given. But the thing that I think is interesting is, well, at what point would you say, what was Posey thinking? I mean, what if he has a bad year? Then what are we talking about?
No, the ramifications, but Posey's job, obviously, you know, there's no tremor on the Richter scales. Yeah, it doesn't even hit. But there would be conversation about, damn, year one didn't go well. And the one thing about year one in Major League Baseball, any season, Stoney, is it's unlike the NBA. I know it's 82 games and football's got 17, but 162 feels like three seasons. So if he were to struggle, I mean, it would get the proper, what word am I looking for? Coverage.
Yeah,
I was excited when this was announced, he was coming to town.
Well, of course. He's probably, what, their biggest free agent signing since, what, Bonds? I mean, certainly the money's more than any other free agent. Yes, Ev.
Well, you can make a case that Posey has missed on both signings so far.
Exactly. Verlander also.
Well, let's be honest with that one.
Because it's Posey, we're going to hands off?
Verlander was my old Cadillac, the DeVille, with about 150,000 miles on it, leaking oil. Mike, who's shocked?
See, this is the thing, though. Like, if we're talking about the Giants, like, they're not playing well. So I almost said to you right here, well, like, who's to blame for where the Giants are now? I mean, the reality of the situation is they've had three straight years where they're 80 wins about. And right now, even though they haven't been over 500 since their start, they're still six games over.
For now.
So, for now.
Yeah.
So you don't think this, let me ask you this.
I think the Giants are capable and should, I'm using the should word, make a play, wild card. So I'm holding them to that standard for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's fair, and that's why, to me, I don't have a strong opinion on them overachieving or underachieving. I'm looking at their situation. We knew their pitching was going to be very good. It is. Their bullpen's been terrific. They just haven't hit, but somehow they've managed to stay afloat. And yes, it's been 2 weeks, but to me in baseball, point, June 1st, June 2nd, you got another month to really kind of see what you have and figure it out. And if you really are this terrible hitting, well, then you'll make a move if there's a move to be made.
Yeah. Damon Chang on the YouTube chat is asking us, should Posey have rolled with Luciano? I'll tell you what, that's neither here nor there. His ass is on it. He'll be back soon.
Well, he's not hitting in my...
Well, Stein, the average has gone out. Can you hit with power? And when you hit, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Can you drive in runs?
No, I mean, that's really the one thing the Giants don't do. They don't produce runs because they don't hit for extra bases. Like, actually, if you look at their home batting average, it's like middle of the pack for every single ballpark. Dude. Like, they hit 250 at home.
And Matt Chapman's hitting 172.
Yeah, he couldn't swing his way out of a brown paper bag.
Man. But, Evan, do you think it's fair that a guy like me was excited, or any Giant fan out there, for Adamas to be kind of the face of the offense? Because... do you think I'm trying to say bring in Mike Trout because of what Adamas is not doing with the stick early on?
My first question is, why would Adamas sign here? That's why I wasn't as excited as everybody else.
Well,
why would Willie Adamas want to sign with the San Francisco Giants where bats go to die?
I'll let Buster Posey answer that. This is what he said before the season about Adamas.
You've got a guy like Willie. I guess Seattle might be the only other furthest place from his home in the DR that he could have gone to, and that he was committed early on in our conversations that this was a place that he wanted to be. That resonated with me, and I feel like I do a decent job of reading people, and when he told me that, that made a big impact on me and the rest of our group, and felt like this is sincere, that this guy wants to be in San Francisco and understands the opportunity and the impact that he can have not only on the ball club, but for the city itself. This is a baseball town. This city wants great players. It wants great teams. And I was lucky to be a part of some of those great teams alongside great players. And all is well in the world when the Giants are playing good baseball on that field.
There it is. Adamas wanted to be here.
No, Evan was just asking why. And I didn't have an
answer
for him. Why did he choose here?
That's why.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Posey.
Right.
We heard from
That's
Posey.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think the Giants have trouble luring free agents who hit. And here's one who had a good year last year, and he said, I want to play for the Giants. And I think the Giants are in a position where if somebody says that and he's a pretty good player, you have to follow through on it. That's right?
Not necessarily, but I also think if you're Adamas, it's not just about getting over on someone. It's trying to find a place where you can retire. And that actually is a credit to the Giants that despite some of their mediocrity, I think there's still a respectable organization that people look around and say, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But Adamas, this contract will take him through his age 36 season. This was his, at age 30, the last opportunity he had to get paid. And the Giants gave him that opportunity. But to expect him to step in and be the guy who was leading off yesterday for the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr., that is something that I would... really hope people were not expecting.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering is, were people expecting that?
I was.
But
I'm not ashamed to say it. And real quick, about Buster Stani, I'm not throwing shade.
Why not?
The great Rihanna, Kanye, before he lost it, and Jay-Z have a song called Run This Town. And I'm only bringing that up because how long has it been since this has been a baseball town? 2014? Or 107, we got excited, but come on, man.
I don't think there's 107 really did it.
It was 107.
Yeah, but I don't think there was a ton of excitement because it was after COVID and it just wasn't the same. I think there was excitement through 16 when the last, you know, that was the last time they made the playoffs before the 107 win season. But I'll just answer it this way. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. My only point with Adamas is that we've seen the Giants sniffing around some big boy players, and they have not been able to close the deal with them, whether it's, you know, Harper or Stanton or Otani or Judge.
Oh, and stop.
Well, my point is that those guys, all four, for whatever reason, did not want to play here, whether it was the park, whether it was the city, whether it was a few other reasons that we have no idea about. So my only point is that when you have a player who's a pretty good player in Adamas, and whether he looked at the Giants as a big payday or whether he looked at the Giants as a place where he wanted to retire or whether he was sincere and just wanted to be a Giant. When a player does that, I think the Giants have to pay more attention to the guy and kind of have to at least go through the process with him because clearly there are players who don't want to play here.
Yeah.
So if a guy wants to play here, he's a leg up on everybody, particularly if you think he's a pretty good player, and Adamas has been a pretty good player.
No doubt. And I love Evan's assessment, but the bottom line is we'll never know. And if we use that across the board on why player A went to City A, you know what I'm saying, Stani? We'd probably be blown away by why they went. Why did Butler change his mind to come here? Oh, they gave him 2 extra years, you know? So I'm just saying, we paid for your services. Now you got to ball out, and you're off to a slow start. And let's hope, I'm not saying Evan is saying this, let's hope Evan is wrong, Stani, in regard to he's not done, and he's got some great baseball left in him.
I don't think Evan said he was done.
No, well, not done, but...
Evan, did you say he was done?
Better than advertised. Like, we might have seen his best. That's just me paraphrasing.
Have we seen Adamas' best baseball in Milwaukee, Evan?
Yes. But to be fair, he was a really good player last year. That's why he got paid. I also think it's interesting that this isn't the first time that a team has said they don't want him. The Tampa Bay Rays traded him when he was 25. They traded him to Milwaukee because they didn't think he was going to age very well. And this is 5 years later. I'm not saying, like, Willie Adamas is a great clubhouse guy. I think he's an awesome person. And that is something, to be fair, the Giants did not have a ton of, were veteran clubhouse voices. Those are necessary in a locker room. I'm not trying to, you know, disprove that. But this idea that he was going to be, again, a face of your franchise type player, like, Willie Adamas is a good piece. He's not the piece. And that's why when the boss is saying, what hasn't happened, what's going to change, why is it the same? It's because they have not found the piece.
Do you think there's one piece to be found? Or is it they need a few pieces?
Have you watched them? They need a few.
If you watch the
Dodgers...
that's
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they need more than just... Even if Adamas was the piece, they need more than... the piece. They still need a more quality player.
Yeah, but
I guess all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm all over. My bad. But when you furnish a house, you need a sofa, you need a mirror, you need all those things. Donnie, you knock them down one by one, right? And I felt like they did that with Willie. And obviously, it's in baseball. You got nine guys hidden. You need more. And that's why I'm just bringing up names like Trout or anybody else, because the Giants, to me, if they're going to compete, Stani, they're going to need more. Would you disagree with that? Like, this ain't it. And the offense has been kind of stagnant or stale or boring for how many years?
And
what happened to Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell and Kenton Bonds? And I know the anomaly was 107, but Chili Davis, like Buster Posey, Evan just laid it out. They went and spent the money, Buster did, to get Adamas, and maybe he's that guy and we just haven't seen it yet.
Or maybe he's Barry Zito.
Then that's not good.
Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Wants to talk about Willie Adamas. What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Been a fan since the 60s Giants. I was just wondering, one, they had Brian Sabin as GM. That was a difference, too. But when they signed this guy, I was like, who are they bidding against? Who were they bidding? I mean, of course, Adamas and his agent saying thank you. I mean, again, who else would leave a company to go somewhere? Anybody would. But he played in Milwaukee, a hitter's ballpark, a hitter's lineup, and he still didn't really hit 219. That's why I kept wondering. And Pete Alonso was out there at the time. I don't know if he came here, but he took a 2-year contract with the Mets, I think, for $60 million. Say the Giants threw him that money at that time. Yeah. He would have came here in a heartbeat.
Yeah, the Tigers were in on him, though. The Tigers, I thought, were in on Adamas, but I hear your point.
But, you know, the thing is, you spread your money out or you see what you got first and then you make the adjustments. You just don't throw. I mean, Adamas is your third guy, Evan said, he's a good locker room guy. I'd rather have a good guy that plays. Who needs a cheerleader? I'd rather have the quiet professional that shows up every day that produces on the field. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because if a teammate starts looking at this guy going, quit cheering and start producing.
And he's playing shortstop with nine errors. I know we keep talking about the bat, and we appreciate your call. But, Steiner, we can't forget, I mean, that infield was ran and controlled by one Brandon Crawford for a while at top-tier level. And to come in early on and have you're not getting it done with the stick, but to go out there with a frying pan – and then I'm seeing the first baseman save him from more errors by the balls bouncing to first. Like, that's what I'm shocked about, Stani. The defensive part of this, too. You're not a DH. You're a shortstop. Nine errors?
Hey, Evan, what could a guy have a higher batting average with, a broomstick or a frying pan?
Well, frying pan's made of a little denser material, so wider range to... Yeah.
But the frying pan.
The frying pan is the glove.
Oh.
I'm saying he's going out there with a frying pan.
Oh, I thought you meant it with
a
bat.
But the frying pan, the ball would go further off the frying pan.
No, like, Willie Adamas has been a good baseball player. Yes. This is not a referendum of his career. What I'm saying is that During this offseason, people were very hesitant, a lot of the big clubs, to go after someone like Willy Adames because there were signs that, at least defensively, he was regressing.
Mm.
And he was in a position to maximize the best year of his career, which, to be fair, he had. But you're paying him to be not just a leader, you're paying him to be a middle-of-the-order bat, which he has not been able to do anymore. I mean, I told Steiner this before the show, but Fernando Tatis Jr. just had the worst hitting month of his career,
mm-hmm.
the month of May. Willy Adames has been a worse hitter over this season than Tatis was in the worst hitting month of his career. So there's a chasm between the superstar on the opposite side of the field that you're watching tonight against the Padres and the one you have. That's
wow.
that's just the reality.
Now, Evan, you tell me if I'm being fair, Steiny, or is this a reach? Bad defense. I just said 5 minutes ago, I believe who's in your lineup helps said batter. He had Contreras and Yelich in that lineup. I don't think he has those two type hitters in this lineup. No excuses. Is it fair to go there and hone in on that as to why, you know, maybe he's been not so great with the bat?
Well, Yelich hasn't been great for a few years now, but I don't think that's unfair. But this, like, Adames was hitting second. That's where your best hitter hits. Like, Willy Adames was hitting second for the Brewers. He was their best offensive player last season. And he wanted to get paid for it. Like, all power to him. But to expect a guy to come in and suddenly break this...
See, that's what's killing me.
Like, I did not expect Willy Adames to be this bad at the plate, but I also didn't think he was going to break the million-year-long streak of nobody hitting 30 home runs for the Giants.
Wow.
Did you anticipate, or did the Giants anticipate, that Adames' bat would help hitters around him as opposed to just getting lost among their lineup? You know what I mean? Like, did they think Adames, where they put him in the lineup, was going to help their hitters around him?
But look at his paycheck, of course.
Well, yeah, I do think they did.
Well, oh, my gosh.
And that hasn't been the case.
Right.
So, all right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two tonight of the four-game series.
And you'll be there, you and Evan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're not going together.
Yeah. We're not, but we're going to hook up.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm going to go out and see him. I know where he's sitting. He knows where I'm sitting.
He might not want to see you.
He said, we'll hook up.
All right.
So you're so jealous.
Well, a little bit.
I got an extra ticket,
and I'm going to the gym.
I don't know if I want to introduce him to my friend.
And that's why I was really telling you, he don't want you to come see him.
Evan, trust me.
I get better seats than Steiny.
Trust me.
That is a shocker.
She'll be impressed, Evan.
Guys are telling me, lay off Trout. He's just going to get hurt.
What's new?
He'll fit in.
Hit a home run last night.
Dude, he is back.
Oh, he's been great since he's come back on Friday. All right. We'll come back, and then we'll talk more sports on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.